It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. At the corner of Highland Avenue and Baum Boulevard, above one of the most busy intersections in East Liberty, you may or may not have noticed an old-fashioned metal-framed billboard on one of the rooftops. If you've taken the time to read the billboard over the last 3 or 4 years, you've probably noticed that the messages change fairly often. The phrases are simplistic and not like a typical advertisement. Recent press from websites such as BuzzFeed have prompted curiosity about where the messages come from and why they are there. John Rubin is the unique interdisciplinary artist behind the billboard project, and he joins us now in Studio A. John Rubin, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me here.
So talk about this project and why you created it.
So it actually started almost 4 years ago. I used to run The Waffle Shop, which was a restaurant that had a live streaming videoed talk show in the back. Any of our customers could come on and be on the talk show. The billboard actually used to be Lamar Advertising had two billboards on top of the building, and they pulled out about 4 years ago, and I noticed the scaffolding was left. And the structure of the billboard might be 50, 60 years old. It's quite old. And it seemed like a really interesting potential space for broadcasting some of the things that were being said on this talk show in the Waffle Shop. So that's how it kind of started, as a kind of analog broadcast mechanism on the street of some of the things that our guests were saying. Then I opened the Conflict Kitchen next to the Waffle Shop. And then after several years, moved the Conflict Kitchen down to Schenley Plaza and decided to keep the billboard running autonomously as its own kind of enigmatic sign system in the sky. And right now it's, you know, we use it just as a publishing space. So I think of it as a space in the middle of the city, in the middle of the sky, in which thoughts and ideas from Pittsburgh and around the world are presented.
It's a cool looking billboard. It has that old fashioned retro look to it. Why call it the last billboard? That sounds so ominous.
Yeah, intentionally. I mean, I think in some ways it's perhaps a plea for the end of advertising on billboards in most cities and that sort of public noise that they make, and a replacement with a text that is much more poetic and enigmatic and thoughtful. And, you know, there's no branding on the billboard. There's no way to know where any of this comes from. But unlike, say, a guerrilla advertising campaign, there's, you know, where you might see something strange in a public space and in the end it's an advertisement. You know, there really is no bottom line. There's no point. It's about sharing thoughts and ideas with the citizens of the city through a means that was used for advertising previously.
And how do you hope people will respond to the messages that you choose?
I think the way in which they might respond to an essay or to a poem or to any piece of text that moves them in an unexpected way. So for me, I see the billboard as just a storytelling mechanism. And a lot of the projects I do here in the city, whether it's Conflict Kitchen or whether it was the Waffle Shop, are essentially alternative methods of broadcasting true stories of daily life.
We're talking with John Rubin. He is the artist behind the Billboard Project, and you've done a range of unique projects in the Pittsburgh area and elsewhere. Talk about how the other things that you have done are consistent with this particular project and the idea behind it.
I mean, for me, the majority of my work as an artist happens in public space, and I'm interested in the sort of psychology that someone brings to a public space that they don't bring to an art venue, a museum, or a gallery. And, you know, when you're just driving daily, you know, down Highland, on, you know, for many people, that's their commute. That's a really interesting space to interrupt. It's a great space. For me, I think the fundamental goal that a lot of artists have is to make unfamiliar what is familiar, to make us pay attention and see the world anew. And by having these phrases sort of pop up in your consciousness in the middle of your commute or your day, I think somehow perhaps life becomes a little bit more vibrant.
How would you describe some of the submissions that you've received?
So interestingly enough, I mean, for the past 3 years, I've more or less done the entire billboard through direct invitation. But BuzzFeed got a hold of it and put a heading on to their post that the billboard was entirely curated through submissions from strangers on the internet. So from that, I decided to put a little addendum to my submission policy and see what it would be like to accept submissions. I received probably over 500 submissions in 3 days from people all over the world. The submissions were strange. A lot of folks are looking for unconditional love out there. there's a lot of platitudes and cliches and and folks with advice for happiness and things like that. And not yet have any of them quite appealed to me. I mean, most of the folks I'm searching out and inviting are people who are writers or artists or deep thinkers who I think might approach this in a nuanced fashion. And I mean, one of my favorites is Matt Shane, who's an artist from and a photographer from L.A. And it just says photo, food, beauty, liquor, RX. And these are just actually words you'd find at a CVS pharmacy, right? And in L.A., it's all over the place. But by decontextualizing or recontextualizing it on to the billboard, it has a kind of poetry to it.
And we had, based on the interest we heard in the last segment, would you be interested in doing something with the city steps?
The city steps certainly are full of a lot of potential.
Like put a word on each step and build, walk toward a message.
You know what? I'm a professor in the School of Art at Carnegie Mellon, and one of my students specifically has done that in guerrilla style on the city steps, where there's a step on each landing or a text on each landing as you walk.
We have just 30 seconds left, but there's a kinds of whimsy with all of the projects that you've set up. People seem to be momentarily enchanted by the worlds that you lead them into. What lasting effect do you hope to have on people after they've walked away from your art?
You know, that it depends on the project. With the Conflict Kitchen, which has now been in the city for 4 years, the lasting effect is a greater dialogue and discourse around politics. But with the last billboard, it might be momentary. It might be something that, just while you're driving away, you have a thought that you hadn't had before.
John Rubin is the artist behind the billboard project at the corner of Highland Ave and Baum Boulevard. John, it's been fascinating. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. Catch the entire show online at WESA.fm or as a podcast in iTunes. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Have a great weekend.